They call it penny candy. Perhaps it's the innocent-sounding name utilizing the lowest coin denomination that leads people to sample before buying. But what likely seems like a nearly costless taste to candy lovers is retail theft to the candy man. We know because a woman who allegedly sampled without buying at a store outside Chicago a few weeks ago was arrested for retail theft. Later, dispatches advised that the charges were dropped when the woman agreed never to visit the store again. But her tale of woe, no matter how short, shows that the crime of retail theft can be very strictly interpreted. Here, an alleged incident involving less than 50 cents worth of candy. The Illinois legislature came up with the crime of retail theft for very good reason. Legislators wrote that the law's purpose is to protect all Illinois from a crime of grave concern, a crime that places a substantial burden on the state's economy. That would be shoplifting. And the retail theft language itself is written in a way that covers most any sort of shoplifting. Boiled down, retail theft in Illinois is the knowing possession of any merchandise offered for sale without having paid for it, with the intent to deprive the merchant of the merchandise. Merchandise is any item of tangible personal property. If the retail value of the merchandise is less than $150, the defendant gets a bit of a break because the crime then isn't a felony, but a Class A misdemeanor. Note that even penny candy, one piece, would be included under that very broad definition. Most of the retail theft cases are open and shut, and some involve items of very little value. The decision to prosecute must have been a tough one. A bottle of pain reliever, some jars of instant coffee, a woman who switched a price tag on a coffee maker from $35 to $5, and one who switched a price tag on an undergarment. But recall that the crime requires a taking with a certain sort of intent. And sometimes the evidence just isn't there at all, no matter what's allegedly taken. An appellate court reversed a retail theft conviction, for example, when testimony showed only that the defendant ran from the drugstore, a bottle dropped from his coat, and a broken liquor bottle was found near where he ran. No one bothered, apparently, to look to see whether this store was missing that liquor bottle. There can be no conviction under that limited evidence, the court found. You have to look not at criminal cases, but tort cases, specifically defamation, to find fact patterns involving theft of penny candy. One brought by a woman accused of stealing penny candy. Store workers had openly accused her of shoplifting the candy when she hadn't. She won her defamation lawsuit against the store. Which is not to say that a case like that will spring from the incident outside Chicago. But it shows that, at least sometimes, the candyman's actions to protect penny candy can be costly for many and make no sense. I'm Amy Guida.